Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the Word of God to begin with. In the book of 1 Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 1. Beginning at verse 1. Now there was a certain man of Ramathaim Zophim of the mountains of Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph, an Ephraimite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other Peninnah. Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. This man went up from his city yearly to worship and sacrifice to the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. Also the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were there. And whenever the time came for Elkanah to make an offering, he would give portions to Peninnah, his wife, and to all her sons and daughters. But to Hannah he would give a double portion, for he loved Hannah, although the Lord had closed her womb. And her rival also provoked her severely to make her miserable, because the Lord had closed her womb. So it was year by year, when she went up to the house of the Lord, that she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Hannah, why do you weep? Why do you not eat? And why is your heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? So Hannah arose after they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh. Now Eli the priest was sitting on the seat by the doorpost of the tabernacle of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed to the Lord, and wept in anguish. Then she made a vow and said, "O Lord of hosts, if you will indeed look on the affliction of your maidservant, and remember me, and not forget your maidservant, but will give your maidservant a male child, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life, and no razor shall come upon his head." And it happened, as she continued praying before the Lord, that Eli watched her mouth. Now Hannah spoke in her heart, only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she was drunk. So Eli said to her, "How long will you be drunk? Put your wine away from you." But Hannah answered and said, "No, my Lord, I'm a woman of sorrowful spirit. I've drunk neither wine nor intoxicating drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Do not consider your maidservant a wicked woman, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief I've spoken until now." Then Eli answered and said, "Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant your petition which you have asked of him." And she said, "Let your maidservant find favor in your sight." So the woman went her way and ate, and her face was no longer sad. Then they rose early in the morning and worshiped before the Lord, and returned and came to their house at Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and the Lord remembered her. So it came to pass in the process of time that Hannah conceived and bore a son, and called his name Samuel, saying, because I have asked for him from the Lord. Now the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer to the Lord the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah did not go up, for she said to her husband, "Not until the child is weaned. Then I will take him, that he may appear before the Lord and remain there forever." So Elkanah, her husband, said to her, "Do what seems best to you. Wait until you have weaned him. Only let the Lord establish his word." Then the woman stayed and nursed her son until she had weaned him. Now when she had weaned him, she took him up with her, and with 3 bulls, 1 ephah of flour and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and the child was young. Then they slaughtered a bull and brought the child to Eli. And she said, "O my Lord, as your soul lives, my Lord, I'm the woman who stood by you here praying to the Lord. For this child I prayed, and the Lord has granted me my petition, which I asked of him. Therefore, I also have lent him to the Lord. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to the Lord." So they worshiped the Lord there. Verses 1 through 28, all of 1 Samuel chapter 1. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you for the grace and the power and the authority and strength that rests upon your word. And Lord, thank you for the insights found specifically in your word about so many critically important issues in the kingdom of God. And thank you for the many insights about prayer that this powerful chapter, 1 Samuel 1, contains as well. Father, help every single listener to be, empower us all to be wise enough to take much time to read and meditate and think on this chapter and draw on the wisdom and the insight and the counsel you give us about your call upon our lives as believers to be people who live and walk a life full of prayer. Empower us to be the praying individual believers and the praying church you've called us to be more and more so with every passing day. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He's going to lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much that we can come before you with our petitions. Heavenly Father, I ask that you'd grow us more in coming before you, in bearing our hearts. And Heavenly Father, I ask that we'd come before you more seeking what's on your heart. Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you have so much instruction and so much teaching and so much guidance in how to pray and how to grow in prayer. And Heavenly Father, thank you so much that you will hear us. Heavenly Father, I just ask that we could grow more in these moments in our prayer lives, and that we can learn more about talking with you. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you once again for each of you being a part of our listening family. Our fall share-a-thon is just a few weeks away, and we're asking that you would please take time to pray much for the Lord to mightily anoint this share-a-thon and bless and prosper it spiritually and financially. And also, we're still in the process of gathering stories now that we can play during our fall share-a-thon, testimonies of people sharing how the Lord has reached through the American Family Radio Network and ministered by the power of His Holy Spirit to you, the listeners. If the Lord has used American Family Radio to bless you, to encourage you, to strengthen you in your faith in the Lord, we're hoping to hear from you. Please share your story. We'd like to hear your AFR story, and the number to call to share it is 1-877-876-8893. Again, that's 1-877-876-8893. Call and share for a minute or two, and you may get to hear your testimony shared during our fall share-a-thon just a few weeks away. Hope to hear from you. Once again, that number 1-877-876-8893. Thank you again for listening to the Hour of Intercession today. We're looking specifically at the topic, praying for your prayer life. Again, praying for your prayer life. And, you know, in my many years as a pastor and minister of the gospel and a servant of the Lord, I've come to realize that everybody can use help, strength, and encouragement in their prayer life. Absolutely every believer in the world, from believers that are very mature in their faith to brand new believers. But the fact is, everyone can use strength, encouragement, and empowerment in their prayer life. So as we look today at the topic, praying for your prayer life, in all seriousness, we're encouraging every single believer, pray for God to bless your prayer life. Why is that true? Well, you know, God tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, he tells us, pray without ceasing. Now, on the one hand, the devil wants you to think of that as a major burden that God has put on your back. But I would encourage you to look at it in an entirely different light. God wants so much for you to benefit from the tremendous blessings that flow from a prayer-filled life. He wants you to get the maximum benefit. And so his commandment is pray without ceasing. Now, if you ask yourself, well, how in the world could I possibly do that? Well, a wise approach to this commandment is to basically say, Lord, show me how to pray without ceasing. Teach me by the power of your Holy Spirit how to pray without ceasing. Empower me to live a life of praying without ceasing. And you know, the Holy Spirit is glad to help you obey. And God would never command us to do something we could not do. He does command us to do things that we can only do in the power and the wisdom of his Holy Spirit. So I would encourage every believer to ask God to do just that. Lord, thank you for every person that's a part of our listening family, and thank you for all those that we've prayed for today. Father, with every passing day, more and more, help us to grow an understanding of how to live a lifestyle of praying without ceasing. Father, anoint each of our prayer lives. Set our prayer lives on fire with a fresh fire today in the name of Jesus. And more, empower us to live a lifestyle every day of doing exactly that, more and more praying without ceasing. Thank you for your Holy Spirit, who knows exactly how to teach and empower us to do just that. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Well, thank you again for listening. And as we mentioned, our focus topic for today is praying for your prayer life. I want to share a few specific verses that highlight important insights about prayers. First Chronicles chapter 4, the prayer that we refer to as the prayer of Jabez. It's found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10, the only two verses apparently in all the Bible that talks about this particular man named Jabez. They're found apparently in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, in those two verses, verses 9 and 10. Let me just read them now. Again, this is 1 Chronicles chapter 4, 9 and 10. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. Again, verses 9 and 10 of 1 Chronicles chapter 4. I'm going to read those two verses again. Now Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bore him in pain. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that you would bless me indeed and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain. So God granted him what he requested. Then looking in the New Testament, in the Gospel of Mark, Mark chapter 1, specifically verse 35, it tells us this about the prayer life of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Again, Mark 1, 35. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. Again, reading that again, Mark 1, verse 35. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. Father, once again, thank you, Father, for the prayer life of each and every. Thank you for all of our prayer life. Thank you for the prayer life of each and every person that's a part of our listening family and all those that we've lifted up in prayer today, Father. Bless each and every one of our prayer lives indeed. Expand their territories. Cause your hand to be mightily upon them. Keep them from evil that they may not cause pain. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. And, you know, I would encourage you to make it a goal to pray the prayer of Jabez every single day over your life, over yourself. Pray it over your prayer life, but also pray it over your family. Pray the prayer of Jabez over your job and or pray it over your ministry, what God has called you to do. Pray it daily over your church. Pray it for your pastor. Pray it for young people that you know. Keep in mind, it's a wonderful kingdom prayer, and it's a prayer that every day you pray it, God will answer it. Every day you pray that prayer, God will answer it. You're praying the Word of God, and He will answer it. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession, and today we're looking at the topic, praying for your prayer life. We'll be right back. Mullen with On My Knees. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic, praying for your prayer life, and we're encouraging you literally on a daily basis to pray for God to anoint and bless and prosper your prayer life because, amongst other things, keep this in mind. When God commanded us in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, to pray without ceasing, again, as always, God is love, and in his love for us, he wants the best for us, and God knows this, that a believer that lives a prayer-filled life is working towards maximizing their fruitfulness in the hands of God and being blessed, because again, it's believers that live a prayer-filled life that God can get so much fruit out of. All of us are called to be prayer warriors, every single one of us, and so praying for your prayer life is a very wise thing to do. You know, I read 1 Samuel chapter 1, a few moments ago. Again, 1 Samuel chapter 1, powerful chapter. I'd encourage you to read it over and over again and allow the Lord to speak to you through it. Amongst other things, it's a powerful chapter about how a young wife simply desired to be the mother of a little boy. Yet, she apparently, this is something God had placed on her heart, and she, her story illustrates one of the wonderful, some of the wonderful truths about prayer. Often, the way God uses prayer in our lives is he'll place desires on our heart. And as we, through our prayer life, pray and ask God for them, and in a sense, we birth those issues, those items into the world through prayer. We receive them, we birth them into the world through prayer. But when we neglect to pray, you could say that our answers to prayer might be stillborn. In other words, they don't come forth to give in life because of our being prayerless. So being prayerful and having a prayer-filled life is much more important than I think any of us fully grasp. And so 1 Samuel chapter 1, a wonderful chapter to read often, and pray and ask God to help you grow in your understanding of how vitally important prayer is in your life as you read and study that chapter. I want to take time now to share an article that we've placed on the AFA stand. This article is entitled, praying for your prayer life. Praying for your prayer life. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, pray without ceasing. Then Matthew 21, verse 13, and he said to them, it is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer. Then Mark chapter 1, verse 35, in the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a secluded place and was praying there. Again, Mark 1:35. As noted above, we are to pray without ceasing, as 1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us. In Ephesians chapter 6, the Lord says to us in verses 18 through 20, he says, with all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert. Be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints, and pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel, for which I'm an ambassador in chains, that in proclaiming it I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. So, among other truths we can learn from these passages, we can see that apparently God sees prayer as very, very important. If God sees prayer that way, we would be wise to seek to see it as important to us as it is to our Heavenly Father. It's obvious that God wants us to maximize the benefits of ceaseless prayer. A wise way to approach a command like this is not to say, that's impossible. Rather, we are to pray, Lord, help and teach me how to pray without ceasing. God doesn't ever command us to do things that we cannot do. He commands us to do things that we can only do in His power, in His wisdom, and in His grace. So a starting place with this command can be, Lord, teach me how and guide me and strengthen me to pray without ceasing. Another way to pray to help us in this matter is to pray the prayer of Jabez over your prayer life every single day. Again, see 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. As we do this, our prayer life can grow stronger and stronger, becoming more and more fruitful in many ways in our lives and in the world. The Holy Spirit is our divine tutor. He can teach us how to pray without ceasing and empower us to do just that. So here is a prayer to pray daily over your prayer life. Dear Lord, I praise you and I thank you for the privilege of being able to talk with you in prayer every single day. Dear Lord, bless my prayer life indeed. Expand its territory. Place your hand anew upon it and keep me from evil that I may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, amen. And then trust God to teach you new insights about prayer. And then pray, pray, pray. Now, keep in mind, both now and as you learn more, be a disciple that's living a prayer-filled life. Again, the title of that article, Praying for Your Prayer Life, just as our topic, that's our topic, of course, for today as well. I'm going to take time now to share an additional article. This one is entitled, Students in the School of Prayer. Again, Students in the School of Prayer. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 17, once again, pray without ceasing. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 through 11 tell us, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and to the one who knocks it will be opened. Or what person is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf of bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him, a snake, will he? So if you, despite being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 to 11. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. In the early morning, while it was still dark, Jesus got up, left the house, and went away to a secluded place and was praying there. Again, Mark 1, 35. Prayer, what is it? It's talking to and listening to God. It's walking in close fellowship with God. It's our intimate walk with Christ. The disciples of our Lord and Savior walked and talked and learned from the Lord. They watched and observed him. They saw him love, interact with, and move amongst Jewish people. In all of this activity, as they walked with him, one critical request that they asked him was this: Lord, teach us to pray. See Luke chapter 11, verses 1 to 4. Apparently, something about Christ, his prayer life, and the results that he received made them want to know how to pray like he did. And this is actually a wise prayer for each of us to pray too. Lord, teach me how to pray. Be aware that knowing how to pray effectively can change everything in your life. The Lord commanded us to pray without ceasing. Apparently, prayer is extremely important since God commands us to do this continually. Yet we need to be wise enough to ask him, Lord, teach me how to pray without ceasing. Guide, tutor, and instruct me as to how to do this. We genuinely need to expand our definition and our understanding of prayer and what prayer actually is. A wise prayer to pray daily to strengthen your prayer life is this one: Lord, bless my prayer life indeed, expand its territory, place your hand anew upon my prayer life, keep my prayer life from evil, that it may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, amen. This is, of course, praying the prayer of Jabez over your prayer life daily. Again, see 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Reading and meditating on the Word of God is a form of prayer. It's a form of communing with our Heavenly Father. It's a kind of prayer that is heavy on the listening side of prayer. The following is one way to pray the Word of God. And of course, this is Psalm 91. Thank you, Lord, for all the believers and the persons that we've prayed for today. And thank you for all those that make up our listening family today. Today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today we say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation, no evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. For you give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash a foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent we trample underfoot. Because we have set our love upon you, therefore you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You are with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us with long life. You satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, that was a prayer based on Psalm 91. May we be wise enough to be students in the school of prayer that never, ever graduate. Our Heavenly Father always has more to teach each one of us about prayer and how to pray more fruitfully and effectively. Staying in quote-unquote school is simply a wise way to live as we walk with Christ. Again, the title of that second article, Students in the School of Prayer. If you'd like to get copies of one or both articles, simply email me, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get them to you. Again, joseph@afr.net. I want to remind you about another prayer tool that we do provide. It's called Kingdom Prayers, and it has about 12 different Bible-based prayers that we would encourage you to take the time to pray actually daily. It does include the prayer of Jabez in it, includes Psalm 91, the prayer based on Psalm 91, the Lord's Prayer, the Isaiah's Prayer, Paul's Prayer soon after he got saved, which was basically, he said, Lord, what do you want me to do? A wise prayer to pray every day. And again, several others. All of them are based on Scripture. And so if you'd like to get a copy of that article as well, again, it's entitled Kingdom Prayers. Simply email us. Again, my email, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. And keep in mind, too, not only are we wise to pray and ask God to anoint our prayer life, but we're wise to ask believers and encourage them in their prayer lives as well. Because remember this, amongst other things, one can think of faith and prayer as being currencies of the kingdom of God. And God literally wants us to make ourselves rich when it comes to that kind of currency, the currency of prayer. Because again, prayer is a currency of the kingdom of God. And the fact is, there's so many things any believer that takes prayer seriously can accomplish in their life. Any believer that's a genuine prayer warrior that really gives themselves to prayer, there are many ways God will use that person. He'll not only bless them, but he'll reach through them and through their prayer life to bless the world around them. May we all strive to become kingdom warriors. Father, with every passing day, I pray that the anointing upon each of us and our prayer lives will increase more and more. Empower us to become much more faithful hearers and doers of your word. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're looking today at the topic, praying for your prayer life. We'll be right back. Toby Mac with City on Our Knees. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. Today we're looking at the topic, praying for your prayer life. And as we mentioned earlier in the broadcast, my experience over the years as a pastor is that everybody can use help, strength, and encouragement in their prayer lives. And so keep in mind, as we've mentioned, the prayer tool that we call Kingdom Prayers has about 12 different Bible-based prayers. Please email us to get a copy. And also, if you just email us and say, hey, I'd like to get all the resources you have on prayer, just let us know. Glad to share them with you. Again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. And so we have several specific prayer articles and resource articles that deal with or teach you insights and truths about prayer. One of the prayers found in the Kingdom Prayers prayer tool is a spouse's daily prayer, a daily prayer for your spouse. And so I'm going to take time to pray the husband's prayer. And of course, obviously, the wife's prayer will be basically the same prayer, except it's the wife praying for the husband. But I want to take time now to pray that. And again, if you want to get a copy of it, it's a part of the prayer tool called Kingdom Prayers. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, for the gift my wife Birdie is to me and to our family and to the church and the kingdom of God. Thank you for your hand of grace upon her. Father, bless her today indeed. Expand her territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon her. Keep her from evil that she may not cause pain in Jesus' name. Help me this day to be the full blessing to her today that you would have me to be in Jesus' name. Fill her day with joy, peace, grace, and encouragement. Help her to walk in your love, your joy, and your peace today. Help her to spend the time in your word and in prayer that you want her to spend today in Jesus' name. And Lord, help her this day to put you first in her life. Help her to make no graven images. Help her to not take your name in vain. Help her to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help her to honor her father and her mother. Help her to value life. Help her to not steal. Help her to not commit adultery. Help her to tell the truth. Help her to not covet in Jesus' name. Empower her this day to fulfill all the call of God upon her life in the name of Jesus. Help her to live today as the living sacrifice you would have her to be for your glory in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer, and thank you again for the gift my wife is to me and to your kingdom and to the world. Dear Lord, bless her and keep her. Dear Lord, make your face to shine brightly upon her. Be gracious to her. Lift up the light of your countenance upon her and give her your peace this day. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, a prayer, a daily prayer that one can pray for your spouse. So husbands and or wives, email us to get that prayer, or the Kingdom Tools, which does include that prayer, we'll be glad to share that with you as well. And of course, a portion of that prayer is found as an independent prayer amongst the prayer tools as well. Father, thank you again for all those that are part of our listening family, and thank you for all these individuals that we've prayed for, all of us that we've prayed for today. Dear Lord, bless each of us and keep us. Lord, make your face to shine upon each and every one of us. Be gracious to us and give us your peace. Lift up the light of your countenance upon each and every one of us and give us your peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, that's the Aaron's High Priestly Prayer. And that's one of the prayers found in the prayer tool called Kingdom Prayer. So please email us to get a copy of the Kingdom Prayers prayer tool. And as I said, too, if you wanted to get pretty much all the prayer resource articles that we have on the topic of prayer, just email us and let us know. We're glad to share those with you. Hope that you will take the time to email us to ask for those. In the Gospel of John, John chapter 2, a simple but a very powerful story that is about prayer, even though on the surface you may not pick up on that. This is, again, the Gospel of John, chapter 2, beginning at verse 1. On the third day, there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. Now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, "They have no wine." Jesus said to her, "Woman, what does this concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to his servants, "Whatever he says to you, do it." Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Jesus said to them, "Fill the water pots with water," and they filled them up to the brim. And he said to them, "Draw some out now and take it to the master of the feast." And they took it. The master of the feast had tasted the water that was made wine and did not know where it came from, but the servants who had drawn the water knew. The master of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said to him, "Every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now." This beginning of signs Jesus did in Cana of Galilee and manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. After this, he went down to Capernaum, he, his mother, and his brothers, and his disciples, and they did not stay there many days. Verses 1 through 12, John chapter 2. Well, interesting insights about this passage. Now, keep in mind, note, this passage didn't mention prayer, yet it has some powerful and tremendous insights and lessons on prayer. Here in this story, there was a wedding that took place in the town of Cana of Galilee, and it says the mother of Jesus was there. Now, it doesn't say Jesus' mother was invited. Now, she probably was, but note that Scripture doesn't mention that, but it specifically mentions in chapter 2, now both Jesus and his disciples were invited to the wedding. So the Scripture very specifically mentions that Jesus and his disciples were invited. And again, probably Mary, the mother of Jesus, and many others were invited. But it only mentions the fact that Jesus and his disciples were invited. And of course, I think there's a very important purpose behind that. Well, in the course of the wedding, they run out of wine. And of course, that's a major embarrassment when that would happen. And keep in mind, Jesus' mother, who sees the problem, and it doesn't appear in any way she's in charge of the wedding, or it just seems that she's attending the wedding. But when she sees a problem come up, she quickly goes to Jesus. Now, why is that true? What's going on there? Well, of course, Mary is the mother of Jesus. She raised Jesus from a little baby boy, but even though Jesus was her son, he never stopped being God. And one thing that Mary knew in the midst of raising Jesus was Jesus fixes problems. And so Mary went to Jesus to fix the problem. She approached him. They have no more wine. Now note Jesus' response in some ways might sound disrespectful. It wasn't really at all, but it may in the way it's translated in many translations. It does say, "Woman, what does your concern have to do with me? My hour has not yet come." Jesus' greatest commitment was, again, he followed God. He followed the Holy Spirit. And so even his mother's request was not the high priority for him in any situation. Following the Holy Spirit was. But it appears that in some regard, maybe right after Jesus said it, the Holy Spirit basically directed him to go ahead and follow through with whatever his mom was asking him to do. And so Jesus immediately did it. He turned water into wine. Now, again, Mary went to Jesus, again, because she knew this. Yes, he's her son, but she knew Jesus fixes problems. Well, one of the powerful messages behind this passage is, like Mary, we need to be wise enough to recognize that Jesus fixes problems in life. And so we go to God in prayer and ask for his help. Ask for his guidance, ask for his provision, ask for him to bring the solution to the problems we face. And so through prayer, we're inviting Jesus to come and help us in life. And if we're wise, we're going to invite him into every part of our life, into the details of our lives. So the more you pray, the more you're inviting Jesus to come in to help you in the different areas of your life. Every one of us is called to live a life of prayer, yet there's great benefit, great blessing in being and living a prayer-filled life because we're asking God to help us in many ways. And remember this, God loves to answer prayer. He loves to answer prayer, so if we're wise enough to live a prayer-filled life, we'll see God do many more things in and through us than he'll do for others because the reality is God responds to those who ask. Ask and you receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened. Father, more and more teach us and empower us to be holy askers, people that are wise enough to pray about many things and many details, knowing that we can never, ever plumb the depth of your ability to supply. You have an eternal supply of answers to prayer. Help us to know, Lord, that there's no such thing as praying too much. But wise people will pray a lot every day, knowing that we receive your help in big ways and little ways and all the in-between ways. Thank you for being a Heavenly Father that loves to answer prayer and that does answer prayer as we, your people, live a life given to prayer. Father, set your church on fire afresh with the spirit of prayer. Set us all afresh on fire with the spirit of prayer. More and more empower us to be the praying church and the praying believers that you've called us to be, whose prayer life increases and grows in its fruitfulness with every passing day. We thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening to the Hour of Intercession today. We were looking at the topic, praying for your prayer life. And as we normally do before we end the broadcast, if you were listening today and you've never given your heart to Jesus Christ, you've never asked him to come in to make you, to save you and to make you brand new, today is a good day, a great day to make that step. Would you from your heart pray this prayer with us now and commit or recommit your life to the Lord? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so much. You came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess, I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In the Word of God, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord, save me. Fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Help me to read your Word daily. Help me to pray daily. Help me to live in obedience to your word daily. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed and gave your life to Christ, we're wanting to be in touch with you. Once again, my email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We ask that you please email us. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Please, please get in touch with us. Again, that email, joseph@afr. We hope to hear from you. Again, today we were looking at the topic, praying for your prayer life. And if you'd like to get one or more of the prayer tools that we shared today, simply email us and ask for them. We're glad to share them with you. Again, that email, joseph@afr.net. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.